The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Rod Finlay, Group Commercial Director of Emotion. That's IMMO ticker. Rod, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Justin.
It's nice to have you, and you're on today because we're talking about the launch of some exciting new content for zoos. It's called Gorilla Trek. We'll talk about that in a bit. For people not familiar with Emotion, Rod, can you just explain a little bit about it, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Emotion, we look at ourselves as one of the leaders in global edutainment in the immersive world. And what we do is we have motion platform seats that we sync with VR experiences that we create, and we put these installations with the seats and the VR headsets into different locations. And typically, what we've been focusing on is aquariums. Although in the VR world, people have been focusing on zombie shooters and different things like that for a long time. What we realized. We started initially looking at that world as well, but then we realized that there was a real opportunity to focus on some of some areas that are maybe not as sort of
fantastical.
Sexy and exciting as zombies. So we started talking to aquariums. And we realized there's a huge need for on mission content that basically ties in with what people are looking for when they go to an aquarium. So we started filming with our documentary team. We started filming experiences like swimming with humpback whales, diving with tiger sharks, and that type of thing. And we've been very successful. We're in about 25 aquariums around the world. With installations ranging from 4 seats to theaters of 36 seats, and that really has sparked us, and we realized there's a huge opportunity with aquariums. But what's even more exciting now is we're turning our focus to zoos as well.
This is, do you know what, you just pointed out something to me there. It's right, actually. People go to aquariums and zoos because they want to experience something different, a part of the natural world. But of course, all they can do there is look upon it, like sometimes behind a glass screen. Now, taking them that step further is VR, isn't it? Almost taking them beyond the screen, which is, it's that immersive, like you say, educational piece, which is very nice. Yeah, to take us through this, because you've announced some new content for zoos, Gorilla Trek. Take us through this, if you could. Rod.
Sure. No, absolutely. I mean, what we did, because we realized there's the potential with zoos is huge. It's certainly a lot more zoos than our aquariums in the world. So we began speaking to some of our zoo contacts. And, conservation is one of our major missions at Emotion. So we started talking to zoos and saying, okay, what type of animals would you like to explore? I mean, typically what we want to do is find animals that maybe you couldn't see or you couldn't experience, at a zoo, and really, give people an experience that is completely, mind-blowing, this bucket list kind of experience. And what we found from speaking to zoos is gorillas are one of these animals that they're sort of, you know them, but you don't really understand a lot about gorillas. So we started exploring that, and we actually teamed up, and this is quite exciting. We teamed up with the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund, mm-hmm. Who is based in Rwanda, and this is the conservation foundation that was founded by Diane Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist fame. The Sigourney Weaver played her in the movie. And she obviously was just an iconic primatologist and conservationist, mm-hmm. who from 1966 till her death in 85 was really a driving force in bringing mountain gorillas back from extinction. Anyway, so we have tied up with that group, and we go on a mission in our VR experience led by Dr. Tara Stowinski, who is the CEO of the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund. And she leads us into the mountains of Rwanda. And we find a troop of gorillas And we are really there with them. We were able to film quite a lot, a number of days there to and they're, you know, they're very, very comfortable with us. And we got to experience some of the really interesting interpersonal dynamics within a gorilla family. And it is quite extraordinary.
Yeah. So I would like to experience that, because I'm the kind of guy who sees those documentaries and sees how close people get and think, I would love to do that if I wasn't so scared of them pulling my arms off something, you know? So that'd be ideal for me. Yeah, it sounds amazing. So just a small point there. I mean, I suppose in aquariums, there's lots of indoor space, isn't there, to locate your experiences. Yeah. But how does that work with zoos? Because outdoor areas and all that stuff.
Well, it's a very good question. With aquariums, we can usually fit into a space that they typically will have like an extra room or an old theater or something like that. We can put our theaters in there. For zoos, however, what we've because they do have that, they're a little bit constrained with the inside space. But we have created modular buildings. Basically, we come in and build a modular building for them. Wow. That would house a 24-seat theater, a 36-seat theater. So it's something I think we've really solved that problem. And I think from our reaction thus far is zoos are very happy because they're looking for some kind of high-tech attraction to bring people back. Mm-hmm. Obviously, 2020 was a complete bust for everyone, they're looking for a way to bring guests back. Obviously, if they can get some ancillary revenue from it, and also just the idea of taking this to a new level. Where, as you say, this is one thing, and it's fantastic to be able to see the animals in real life, but this really takes you so close, mm-hmm. and you have an experience that really, I don't think. You'll forget in a hurry. Plus, a lot of these animals you cannot see in captivity. Mountain gorillas are not in captivity. Humpback yeah. whales, obviously, not in captivity. So it's just the sort of evolution of that of that zoo and aquarium experience, where we can something to be added on to give just another dimension to the guest.
Yeah. And talking about, zoos and aquariums, what's the potential for zoos then?
Yeah, well, no, the potential is huge, really. I mean, there's probably five times as many zoos as aquariums in the world. Just in the U.S. and Canada, there are about 700 zoos. So there is a huge opportunity. That's just in the U.S. and Canada. I mean, I think currently in the US and the UK, which are our primary markets thus far, Emotion is only in, I think it's under 2% of zoos and aquariums in the US and the UK. So if you look at that as a huge opportunity, 98%, possibilities there. So
Yeah. Now, a while back, I was talking to Martin on the interim results, and you've experienced, excellent, significant growth since the pandemic. It's been growing very well. And do you think it's sustainable, this growth?
Yeah, no, I think it really is, because, as I said, the potential is so huge. I mean, during the pandemic, we were able to open a few sites, and they've been performing very well. But really, a lot of people hadn't sort of gotten their heads around, like, how can we expand our offerings for the guests. But now, as people are coming back, they really are thinking, okay, we have to really act on that. So I think that things will increase at the same pace or even a faster pace as we move into 2022 and things start to hopefully post Delta normalize. Mm-hmm. So I think absolutely it will be. I think the growth will continue.
Marvelous stuff. Okay, I don't know if you're familiar with this, Rod, but I'd like to get three reasons from Martin when he comes on. I mean, on the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies that are most followed, of course, and that changes all the time according to how many people hit the follow buttons. But if you could try and get on that list, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Emotion to their watch list, please.
Okay, sure, absolutely. Well, I think we touched on one of them just now. We've emerged from this pandemic. We've emerged as a very lean, mean edutainment machine. We're profitable now, and that's not going to go away. I think the second reason is business is a very simple one, and you can see a very clear linear growth pattern that's tied to the number of installations we have. And as I just mentioned, the number of zoos and aquariums that we are attacking that are on the pipeline is huge. You can see a very clear path to growth. And I guess the third one is just the, you know, as we expand, like our current profitability is based in really on the aquarium market. As we expand into zoos, which is a market that's five times bigger, I can't see how our growth won't be significant.
Yeah, absolutely. Rod, thanks for that, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.